This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Appearances by the U.S. Attorney General William Barr on Capitol Hill this week could spark fireworks over the 22-month-long investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and its findings. Reuters' Nathan Frandino reports.
Barr starts his appearance before the House Appropriations Committee on Tuesday morning, then takes the witness chair at a Senate panel on Wednesday. While the focus is on the budget, lawmakers could still raise questions on the controversy surrounding Barr's handling of the report. The hearings come 2 weeks after Barr sent Congress a four-page summary of Mueller's main findings, including his conclusion that the Trump campaign had not conspired with Russia in the 2016 race.
Bob will be allowed to finish his work.
Barr has promised to deliver a redacted version of the report by mid-April, but congressional Democrats have been demanding the full unredacted report, which has not been seen by anyone outside of the Justice Department since Mueller delivered it on March 22nd.
That's Reuters' Nathan Frandino reporting. The Secret Service's director is on his way out amid a shakeup at the Homeland Security Department. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
A day after Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen announced her resignation, the White House says Secret Service Chief Tex Alis will be leaving shortly. Three officials say the departures are unrelated, with Alis's move stemming from a personality conflict within the agency. He was a retired Marine general who had no ties to the service when named director 2 years ago, following a review that recommended an outsider take charge. But officials say Alice's unfamiliarity with the Secret Service led to conflicts. The administration says career Secret Service official James Murray will replace Alice next month. Sagar Magani at the White House.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.